Hi, and welcome to In the Real, a podcast for women by women, where we'll be talking about the hard, funny, and random things of life in any walk of life. So come have a seat at the table as we get in the real.
Hey, and welcome back to In the Real. I'm Dina. This is Marcia.
Say hi, Marcia.
This is Heather.
Look, say hi, Heather.
What the freak?
Five
to
the one.
Yeah.
And then Marcia lost
and then
it.
She lost it.
I was trying to get it together before you said my name.
Say my name. Gosh. Say my name.
Okay. Hey.
Hey. This is Marcia.
Hey.
This is Heather.
Hey.
We got Albus.
Yeah.
We have Sparks, and we have our silent sound man that apparently is throwing signs and making people laugh. It's good. It's good. Apparently, we all needed that. That was nice. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
We need, just everybody just laugh. It's fine. It's fine.
I've never seen Marcia lose it like that. I like the effort she had her shirt over her mouth.
Like, oh God, oh God. Start.
You're still laughing because of the whole.
Yeah.
No, sir. Thank you.
What?
My son, our son is banging on the door, babe.
Oh,
okay.
I was like,
do we need to pause? What do we do? What?
For like a second, we're recording. We're recording. Come on in. Hello, we're recording. What do you need?
No, he's hanging here for a second. Is that okay? It's okay.
Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Hey.
Welcome to In the Real.
Wow.
There you go.
Ladies, we are real. Really, really real.
There you go.
You know what? Albus deserves it.
I'm sorry.
Fine.
No, it's fine.
Real Mom Dina.
Real Mom Dina. That was my 10-year-old, mm-hmm. For those that are like, what the heck just happened? Did you hear him going rat tat 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 on the door?
Oh, that was him?
That was him.
You were looking around like, what was that?
I was like, what the heck is that?
That was another transformer going to explode. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, that's right. You were without power for a second.
Yeah, it wasn't long, though.
Yeah.
It was not long, though. It was pretty. What's wrong with my voice? It was pretty short.
Oh, good. Good, but you said it freaked out Albus.
Yeah, well, the explosion did.
Yeah.
I mean, not at our house, not in our house. We are all fine. The house is fine.
Yeah.
But it was right outside, and we were just chilling out there for the morning, and
I'm glad everybody's good, and I'm glad you have electricity.
I am, too.
That's good. That's good. And then we have Marcia over here, going back to 1995.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. That was funny.
Snapback. Fast.
Oh boy.
Maybe that's what it was. See, that's why you're laughing so much. Your whole body is just vibrating. Like, you're just like, listen, flipping tables. We're doing stuff. You're just
I know. I'm like, just you keep talking. I'm going to just start recording.
Her just going, what the heck?
What it looks like when we ready.
Because what did you say?
Got me riled up. What did she say?
Because that was quick.
It was quick, wasn't it?
Oh, I said because we don't want to lose no friends.
Oh.
And she goes, that's all right. Some of them. I stopped.
I'm so sorry.
No, it was so fast.
That was not usually a Marcia.
No, I feel like she stole my thunder a little bit.
It's like, it's usually a you move.
Yeah. Just
get them all. Just get them all.
Yeah. And then she said, oops, sorry. And me and you, Dina, we just were looking at her like, and I was like, I can't, I'm going to lose it right now.
Get it together.
Like, dumbfounded, but at the same time, incredibly impressed.
Yeah, I know.
It's there.
She went hood fat. Did you see her hat? Half holy, half hood. So you need to help give that to Marcia.
I might. If my hair looks real bad, so I don't know if I give it to you right now. But
we just need to get her. We all need one. Everybody needs a hat. Yeah. It's good. So how we doing? How's our week? We're not. It's fine. It's good.
We made it.
We made
it. That's it.
You have any stories you want to tell? You have any?
You can legally tell.
I mean, tell. Is there any bodies we need to? It's fine. No, we're good.
Everybody's still alive.
There you go.
Amen.
See, hey.
Mine is still intact.
Okay. There you go. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I did not kill any children.
Good.
See?
Yes.
It's good. I have not lost my marbles.
Mm-hmm.
Principal came up to me yesterday and puts his arm around me. And don't get weird about this, but just like, because I haven't seen you. Because just want to tell you I love you.
Oh.
It's like, sir?
Sir?
It wasn't like bad. It just, I think it took me off guard a little bit. And mm-hmm. I said, aw. And he's our age, I think. Yeah, he's our age. He's about as big as Luke. Just huge guy.
Yeah.
He's massive. Yeah. And
big dude.
And he just comes up and he says that. And I was like, aw, love you too, bud. And I mm-hmm. just did the little pat. But it was, I think it was one of those things where it's like, just kind of, I don't know. I'm like, okay, are you okay? Are we okay? Am I okay? Am I dying? What's going on?
Firing me or making me stay?
I'm kind of curious if maybe, you know, mm-hmm. just because my time is coming to an end.
Oh, they're going to act nice now, huh?
Well, it's not that they weren't nice before. They were, everybody's been nice, but mm-hmm. because we've been trying to get through this.
Yeah.
Whatever this is,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you guys while we were off mics just some of the attitudes that kind of come to the surface, mm-hmm. right? When pressure comes on.
For sure.
Stuff comes to the surface.
Absolutely.
The real you. Hi. Mm-hmm. Would the real you like to come forward? Mm-hmm. And if you put enough pressure on somebody,
it's
coming, right? But you definitely, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
Because we need to know what we're made of.
Yeah.
We need to know maybe what more of a character trait mm-hmm. of Jesus that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what things that we've picked up along the way that we need to finally let go of. You know, so I don't think it's a bad thing. Part of me kind of is wondering if, like, the season that all three of us are in,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what it feels like. It feels like
it
refining,
really does.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like refining. Like all of a sudden you're going.
I agree.
You're smack in the middle of the fire. And all the crap is coming to the surface.
Absolutely.
And it's like, okay, God, I know you're doing something,
mm-hmm.
but what the living freaky heck is what's going on
mm-hmm,
right now?
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah.
So you, Marcia, have come to the... see, she's getting gangster over here.
I'll be right back.
It's fine. It's fine.
Well, y'all sparked that.
Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about it. So what is it that you want to bring to the table?
So... you guys kind of started it.
Yeah.
But all the stuff things that are going on, it's like, okay, what the heck?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do we do with this?
Yeah.
Where are we?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of in a situation where, okay, yeah, Lord, if you're working in me, working character in me and just kind of helping me see exactly where I'm at.
Yeah.
To let me see. But then on the flip side, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
What else are you pulling out of me?
Right.
What level of faith am I stepping into?
Man, yeah.
So I know just talking with you ladies, it was like, okay, you know, everything doesn't have to be hush, hush, quiet, quiet.
I love
I'll pray for you type of situation.
Come on.
I will pray for you.
Yes.
But I will also flip the table.
Yes. Yes.
Just like Jesus did.
Yes.
So Jesus prayed for people. He healed them.
Yep.
But there was a time where he was offended about his father's business.
Right.
And he went into the temple with a whip.
Yeah.
And started flipping over tables.
Yeah.
Righteously. Righteous anger.
Yes.
To set things back in order.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to get things set back. A reset.
Right.
Reset.
Yeah. Because it was like when we were talking and the three of us were on a call. And Luke was over my shoulder for just a quick second, and he said, you tell Marcia to braid the whip, make the whip, and flip the tables.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to braid the whip and flip the tables.
Mm-hmm.
And he who doesn't say a whole lot about those things, like, we knew at that point. It was like, okay. And so the three of us got together and had that conversation as far as what did that even look like? Because a lot of times people do, they think, well, Jesus, when you're, oh, I'm going to go flip the tables, and it's like you're going to cause chaos and
mm-hmm.
you're trying to be manipulative, mm-hmm, or you're trying to mm-hmm, control the situation, mm-hmm, or you're just trying to be brash, yeah, and just being whatever. And that wasn't Jesus's MO at all. Neither should it be ours. It's one of those situations where it's, he said, I love my Father's house. Mm-hmm. I love my Father. I love my Father's house. And I love you, who are defiling it enough to literally do something to such an extent.
Yeah.
To where, because when you flip a table, like, you have everybody's attention at that point.
Absolutely.
And it's like, it snaps you out of whatever funk, whatever cloudy, mm-hmm, whatever it is that you're in the middle of.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, like you said, it resets you, mm-hmm, hopefully. I mean, that's the prayer.
Yeah.
Or it completely offends you.
Yeah.
And then you bounce.
That's it.
So it's like, it's either going to set it right, or those that are deciding they don't want to be set right, it's going to set them out.
You try to give people a chance, an opportunity to make the best decision.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it gets to the point where it's like, okay, I don't want to have to do this. But you're losing it.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing yourself, and you're going to take other people with you, and that's not right. That's
right.
Not going to be good.
Right.
So I gave you a few months to get it right, to say the right thing, to do the right thing, to move the right way, because I feel like you know better.
Yeah.
So you don't want to just jump in on people, and that's where that feeling comes through. It's like, okay, I don't want to jump in a situation that I'm not supposed to be in.
Yeah.
And it come off manipulative.
That's good.
But when you're searching your motives, ooh, and when you know where you are, you know exactly what you're called to do.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, yeah, all right, you had your chance to,
yeah,
do it right. You know Jesus. If you get offended, I'm sorry. Kind of. Not really.
Because I think when,
okay,
you have...
Wait. Yeah.
That's where the 95 comes in. 1995, Marcia, she's like,
sorry,
oh,
not,
no,
really.
Sorry, not really.
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah, we got to get this in order. There's other people's lives at stake.
Well, and I think when you... We like to think that Jesus jumped in and was flipping tables, and we should be able to do that. Okay, well, here's a couple notes about that. He flipped the tables to irritate, I'm going to say that, to cause conflict to come to a head,
mm-hmm,
with the whole religious system.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't flipping sinners' tables for fun. He wasn't going out finding the adulteress and, you know, hitting her with whip. You know what I mean? Like, this,
right,
is, these are not the people he was going after.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that we like to go after, though, and be like, mm-hmm, I'm going to flip their table. They aren't even in your church. They aren't even in your Christianity. They're not there. You can't flip their table. You,
mm-hmm,
don't have the right or the place.
Yeah.
It's good, Heather.
When he flipped those tables, he knew it was his death warrant.
Mm.
Do we do that with the same preparation and knowledge that this could be, hopefully not an actual death,
mm-hmm,
thing,
mm-hmm,
but the death of a relationship, the death of a friendship? Are you willing, has the scenario gotten to that point where you're willing to sever it out of love?
Yeah.
By these actions, not because you want to, but because you know they're going to walk away.
It's good.
You know, because he knew, this will be the thing that pushes them over and causes my death.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that were doing it, that were doing these illicit sacrifice sales under the law, would have been killed. They should have been put to death.
Mm.
He was literally stopping them.
He's
from
trying to
sinning
save their life.
That would kill them, right?
Yes.
That they could take, somebody could take it as blackmail and say, these people need to be put to death. Even,
yeah,
though it had been overlooked for decades and decades, didn't mean it couldn't come back in a week.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, I know I do. I'm like, let's flip it. Yes. I'll call it love. But I really just want you to hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But can I approach it with the same seriousness of this has come to a point where it needs to be heard, because I care enough for you,
mm-hmm,
not to offend you, but if that happens, okay. But to stop you almost with that verbal slap so you don't continue a path of destruction.
It's
absolutely
good.
It's not because I want to smack you. There might be a little bit of that there. but like, you know, it's not, that's not the point. The point is I'm trying to shake you out of your walk to death.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the result might be you ignore me. Can I handle that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you know how people are.
Mm-hmm.
They like to ignore. I mean, they can ignore. We've all ignored people that have done that to us one time or another.
Yeah.
At some point. I mean, I'm perfect, so that obviously wasn't me, but stop laughing over there. You got the giggles again. But there's a seriousness to it. It's not being done flippantly, which is, I think, when we had that talk, Marcia was really good about that. Because, Dina, you and me were like, flip them.
Just flip the table.
Flip them. Flip the tables here in the restaurant that we're in that hasn't done nothing wrong.
Right.
Let's go outside and flip cars. Like,
right, right.
And
right.
Marcia's like, wait. It needs to be tactical to the people who really need it.
Yeah.
And so I think, no, I don't think. I know we do need to do this from time to time.
Yeah.
And people need to do it to us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
From time to time.
Yes.
Because we are stupid too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we need that.
I think that's where we ended up at too. Where we were like, okay, get the speck out of your own eye before you go trying to get specks out of somebody else's.
Right.
So let's start with flipping your own table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that was really good for me. It's like, okay, going back to those motives, what is your motive? What is your attitude?
Yeah.
What is your character like? What part might you have played in the situation? So check all that first. And then if you're still led to handle or deal with the situation righteously, then by all means, God's going to back you up.
Because I think he's dealt with your heart at that point. You've allowed him to come in and deal with your heart.
Yeah.
So that way you're salt and not bitter, right? That
Absolutely.
You have, that you're seasoning things with the grace, the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God. You're giving them that opportunity. You're handing it out to them and saying, man, life or death, what do you want? You get to choose.
Yeah.
I love you, and I love you enough to tell you the truth, but I'm going to, you get to choose what are you going to do? And if somebody chooses a path that's ultimately leading to destruction, you keep saying it, Heather. It's like, are you willing to say, I love you enough to tell you the truth, and I love you enough to, if that truth hurts you, then I'm going to lose you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just you losing God. Mm-hmm. It's you're losing me. And it's, we have to be.
And it's not, I mean, yes, it's, you could be losing them.
Yeah.
But this is my boundary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's now affected your relationship.
This is the way you
something.
Get to enter into relationship with me.
Yeah.
And as Americans as a whole, we're terrible at this, like in every facet of our lives.
Yeah.
So, but like, this is my boundary. And once you repeatedly break it or attack it, that's not the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you're not willing to come through the gate, then we're not gonna be able to have a relationship.
It's not gonna
work. Right.
Right. But the gate's not shut.
Right.
Mm. It's always there.
Yeah.
But until you, whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
and it's not even saying until you fix yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
For some people, it's like until you acknowledge
at
that this happened, and that you, me, I, we hurt each other, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're trying to crawl under the fence instead of coming through the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be boundaries we talk about. Like this is, it's crucial in everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to understand that I have my boundaries and you have yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need to come through your gate too.
Mm-hmm.
I need to walk hand in hand with you the way you're relationally walking, you know. And when we talk about, you know, flipping a table, or I'm going to keep saying that, but like confronting someone with something that has been unjust or wrong or is hurting you or hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, like, what's the motive behind wanting to confront them? Because, you know what? There's going to probably be a little bit of anger.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible doesn't say it's not, you can't be angry. It says just don't sin in your anger. So don't sever the relationship in your anger.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have a little bit, you can be a little bit angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come across that person and the way you speak to them, maybe not. But what's your motive? Do you just want to be right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are right, even if you're right, but is that the point?
That's right.
Because I that's me. I'm like, no, but I'm right. I'm right. Mm-hmm. Ask my mom. She'll be like, okay, you were right. I'm like, no, but I was right. I was right. She's like, but your attitude, I was right.
Mm-hmm. But your delivery in it. Yeah.
No, but like, what is my motive? I wanted to be right. Yeah. I didn't even care if your life got better, but the truth I told you, I just wanted to be right. Like, do you know, I mean,
I do. I hear you.
And I'm like, you know, like, let's, Heather, temper that yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm learning to do that. Like, no, I am right. Maybe I'm not, but I am right. But that's not the point. Yeah. I don't want you to do this because I'm right. I want you to do this or to have this conversation because I don't want to see you hurt.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we all have different motives, and it's okay to be a little upset. The Bible's not saying talk to somebody with no emotion.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying don't let the emotion control you.
Right.
But you can for sure let somebody know when you did this, this, and this, it hurt me. It made me mad. I'm still a little mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not okay right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I would say Americans don't know how to do this very well. Church people are terrible at it.
Oh, horrible.
That's tough.
We are terrible at it.
Yeah, right,
because love forgives everything. Yes, but love doesn't mean you get to be a stepping block for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're allowed to have feelings and boundaries and respect and tell people, this is what I expect from you too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to completely, repeatedly do this, your table's going to get flipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely and in love.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not.
Maybe.
Verbally more than physically. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with me. That
Maybe.
Was a lot of. Yeah, I know. I'm working on it. I'm trying to.
Something. I'm thinking me.
Right.
Maybe.
Sometimes you just need to strap on some gloves and go into the backyard and see who wins.
And for the most part, even when, I mean, you can find yourself in a situation where you're confronting someone about something where it's not even really about them making things right with you, per
mm-hmm.
se.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's too many other people attached
yes.
to you and too many other people that admire you, too many other people that see you, and you're yeah. in this position of whatever, authority, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Too many people that see you doing it wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
That are going to be affected if you don't get it right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if me and you never get it at 100%, and that's fine,
mm-hmm.
we're not called to get along with everybody.
That's right.
We're called to love, but we don't have to ever go on vacation together.
Right.
Right.
But if you're going to be affecting people, not even necessarily age, but just maturity.
Yeah.
And their spiritual walk that are watching you, that has to be addressed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. Because it's an influence. It's like mm-hmm. it's just that influence. You have a certain influence. We even talk about like going outside of that. You hear the sports guys and like these athletes and the stars and the different people. And it's like, whether they want it or not, there's an influence. And it's like, you're going to be accountable to the influence that you have had,
mm-hmm.
good or bad, whether you have caused, you know, cause what is it? Woe to you that causes mm-hmm. one of these to stumble.
Yeah.
You might as well put a millstone around your neck and into the water you
yeah.
go. I mean, that's scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and you want to look at the people. I know I've had my table flipped just because of situations that I've lived in, that it's like that whole, mm-hmm. You got tiny eyes watching you. Mm-hmm. What are you yeah. doing right now? Right. Like kind of thing. And it's like, if you don't understand the gravity, oh, well, they're grown. These are grown people. Like I don't have that influence. You know, they're grown. They can make up their own minds. No, I'm sorry. You have a position in this person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And you officially have, you are accountable to some extent, maybe not the full, because yes, they are grown, but to some extent, you have some part to play.
Mm-hmm.
You keep saying it, Marsha, where mm-hmm. it's like, just own your part.
Yeah.
Own your part of the responsibility. Once you start owning your part of the responsibility, then start seeing, I think, all of a sudden you start seeing where you've put place settings on the table of things and said, oh, shoot, I've participated in this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do need to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I take this away or if maybe if I walk away from this part of it, it, it won't need to be flipped as much, or it won't have to be, you know, because it doesn't have to be so grandiose that right. it's completely wrecking your life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's something as small as just tweak. Just mm-hmm. tweak this one thing. Mm-hmm. But loving people enough to say, I see ya. I see you drowning. Mm-hmm. And like, I keep trying to reach out and say here, but you keep smacking my hand away. Mm-hmm. I can only do that for so long until finally, like, okay, what are you going to do? You mm-hmm. know? So, it is, it's a lot of it is just that we got to own that part. We've got to own our part, whether we're the ones that are being flipped or whether we're the ones that are speaking into that place mm-hmm. to flip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it kind of goes back to, well, for me, you know, it's just, I can say my kids went under attack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when it comes back to that parenting,
mm-hmm.
when you have to confront yourself, okay, where might I have missed the mark
mm-hmm.
somewhere in my walk?
Right.
And what can I do that would cause my children to mimic me in the way that they see God and not me?
Right.
So that could cause me to not have to confront a situation.
Right.
It could be checked or corrected with just me simply checking myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that in some cases that could be likely mm-hmm. in some situations, but there are some situations I may just have to simply confront. But as parents or in any situation that you're in authority, of course you want to self-check. And you said it. I lost my thought. It's fine. Back. I'm almost 50. It's okay.
Don't say that. No, don't do
okay,
that.
Okay, don't do that. It's
we're
okay.
Fine. We have mental clarity.
We have
we're
mental
good.
Clarity in Jesus' name.
Come on.
I was like, I'm not almost 50. I just take
it's
pills.
It's really gone now.
I was like, I just take
it'll come
meds.
Back.
We
it'll
switched
come
the
back.
Whole subject. But
it'll come back. Okay. Flipping tables.
Yeah, but I think I probably finished the point. But in parenting, just kind of pretty much checking yourself first.
Yeah.
If you check yourself first, you may not have to jump in on every situation.
Agreed.
Because you don't want to just have to address.
Right.
But living it out, basically.
Yeah. No, so. I agree. And I know that we talked about the other day when we were talking. And we were even saying, because you and I have very similar stories with our kids on mm-hmm. some grand spectrum.
Yeah.
Which, again, when we sit down and I just go, dang. Like, we've lived a lot of life. It's good. It's fine. But it's one of those where it's like, when we as parents step into that space, and now we have adult children, and we stand back and we say, what is my part to play?
Mm-hmm.
What do I... You know, yes, okay, Gabri. Yeah. I'll just throw Gabri in here. Okay, so, like, Gabri, no, I have apologized
mm-hmm.
for this 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And she's to the point where, like, Mom, please just stop apologizing, mm-hmm. which I appreciate. But that wasn't always the case
right.
for a season. Everything was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
The way her life has come and all the things, right? Just because of the dumb things that I have done, that I have absolutely done.
Right.
And I have said, no, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
But what now? Like, we can't change the past. We could only take and learn from it and then hopefully do better today
mm-hmm.
so that way our future can be even brighter.
Yes.
And that takes a dual... like taking the responsibility
because mm-hmm.
it can't be just us taking the responsibility. It also has to be our children
mm-hmm.
and then ultimately grandchildren or niece and nephew
yeah.
or friends, mm-hmm. right? Like eventually it has to be somebody that says, I'm owning my part,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to sit here and pick something up that either belongs to you, maybe not even pointing my
mm-hmm.
finger at
mm-hmm.
them, but saying, just simply saying, I'm only going to pick up my mm-hmm. responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is, it's going to be where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. In some degree, to some point, you can pick it up. And then after a while, you have to be like, you know what? That's so far gone.
Oh, gosh,
that
yeah.
If it's still affecting your life today, even though we've talked about it, even though we've prayed over it, even though we've grown, that is your
that's yours
problem
now.
Now.
Yeah.
That is not my problem.
Yeah.
And It's easier said than done for parents.
Yeah.
When you have kids and they're like, no, you were wrong. I've done this to my mom. I love you, Mom. I've done this to my mom, like, as an adult. So let's not even, you know, like not my age now, but
right.
recently, like in the recent years. And she did. She just looked at me and said, you know, Heather, I do, and I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But that was how we had to live then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd have rather of us lived like that then than me to have taken the easy way out, which would have been horrible,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and gotten, you know, gotten married to your birth father,
mm-hmm.
Because it would not have worked out. Like, and she's like, so I am sorry, and it was tough, but you know what? That's all I can say, and that's in the past. I'm not right. the one who's living with that now.
Right.
And she's like, at some point, you're just going to have to, she was like, you know, just, you're going to have to let to move on with it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I was like,
mature? Was, what are you, what?
I know, well, it was so graceful. Like, I was expecting you to say, oh, I'm so sorry. And I really wasn't, I don't think I was at that moment.
Yeah.
That was just what had always been
yeah.
the normal way that our argument went. You know, yeah. this is not recent. This mm-hmm. is like, you know, probably like 10 years ago. But she did, she said that. And she was just like, I'm just not, and I was, even then, even unsaved, even not understanding boundaries or the concept of it, I realized she's not going to own up to anything anymore that's not hers. I have to form a different form of attack. You know, but, I mean, well, I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, like, no. I mean, to be yes. honest with you, I was like, she's
during
just,
that part
I gotta
of your
focus
world,
on
yes.
me.
Yes.
I know, I was like, hang on, how am I going to get her to feel bad about me? Because this clearly couldn't be my fault.
Yeah.
It has to be something from when I was three, you know?
Dang. Yeah.
And so, but she did, and it was very graceful. She's like, well, I just, you know, I can't go back to the past and fix it.
Yeah.
I can only move on, and I've apologized.
And see, and
I was just like, wow.
I think that's absolutely beautiful, because mm-hmm. as you're saying that, I was like, dang. And then it took you on a journey.
Well, and then.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And
because all
like,
of a sudden you're like, I yeah. am not going to baby you. No. I am not going to coddle you. I'm not going to sit here and try to fix it. God, I'm praying. But there's even times, I don't know about you guys, there's been times where God says, stop praying.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He says, yeah. The last thing he told me on one of the situations in my world was, do not pursue what I have pruned.
Right.
Well.
And I said, okay. You know what I mean? So we have to be so very, okay, God. Because ultimately, they are now left to their devices. Not to say it in any kind of
ill manner
at all, but it's they are now, God can now absolutely come into that
yeah.
space and intervene.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to desperately, whether they want mm-hmm. him in there or not, whether they listen while he's in there or not.
Absolutely.
But you have now officially gone like this. You've opened up your hands and said, I'm going to let go and I'm going to trust you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And you fix it.
Yes.
Most of the time he's like, thank goodness. Like,
sincerely.
Because he's like, you know what? You stop meddling in it. Now I can work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that again, we like to be very, very cut and dry, black, white, no gray.
Mm-hmm.
Like, either you're trying to set up boundaries and flip tables and help everybody,
mm-hmm.
which, right. again, God's not telling you to do that to every single person that you know.
Correct.
These are the people that you have a relationship with,
right.
that you both can step into that area with. I'm not going to go over there and flip my pastor's tables and be like, listen, I've been seeing you do this. And no,
okay,
we don't
yeah.
have that relationship.
There is an order.
There's an order. There's a relational thing where I could mm-hmm. say, hey, Marcia, you know what? I'm not impressed lately with how you seem to be blah, 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 whatever,
yeah.
you know, or hey, you didn't show up to any of our things and I'm hurt.
Right.
We have that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You could do the same thing and be like, hey, Heather, you've been stupid. You
mm-hmm.
know, and I'd be like, oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just walk out to some random person and be like, you cut me off in traffic. Oh, I'm practicing it. and be like, that's it. Hellfire
yeah.
and damnation. It's Jesus flipped tables one time in his entire ministry.
Yeah.
This was not a thing that he did on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
He did not. He offered more people, come follow me.
Yeah.
Than he ever did walking around thunder kicking things. Although yeah. the idea of that is pretty cool.
I like it.
Just like whipping hand, sandal flying. Anyways, but it's who you have the relationship with. So don't worry that we have to do this to everybody.
Right.
Yeah. This is, God doesn't want you to do that to everybody.
Right. That's
stop
so good.
Alienating yourself. On the other hand, we don't, we want to fix it all. And God's saying, let go.
Because
there are sometimes situations, things, people, scenarios where he's saying exactly that. Don't touch it.
Yep. Yeah.
You're over it. You've moved on. I've removed you. Do not pick that up.
That's all good.
There's a snake that you're trying to play with. Stop.
Yeah.
And we're like, but I'm going to just flip your table. He's like, that ain't a table. That's a pit. Leave it alone.
Dang.
And it's, you got to listen.
Yeah.
And if you're not a Christian and you're not, you know, that that's a little too spiritual, your gut tells you there are times when they're, that you, when it's telling you, don't touch this.
Yep.
It's on fire and it's going to burn you.
Yep.
And other times where it says, this relationship can be saved and I want to save it because I want to keep these people in my life.
Yeah.
Or at least the opportunity.
That's all good.
Can but, I? Yes. Yeah, no, go ahead.
I just, while you were talking, I was just thinking about just, I love the part about us flipping our own tables. And once you flip your own table, agree with your adversary quickly is a scripture that came to mind, because he will be, he's the accuser. He's going to accuse you of this. He's going to accuse you of that. Okay, yeah, I may have done this, but that's not who I am now.
Right, right.
Like you said, Heather, I've apologized for what I used to be. That's not who I am anymore.
Right.
I want you to grow, and I'm going to grow.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put out everything that I used to be.
Yeah.
That way there's no more ability for any accusations to come. So when they come, yeah, that was me.
Yep.
I did that. But now here I am. So I just, I guess I just have to say I really love the fact that I get to flip my own table. I get to confront myself about everything or anything, not to the point of condemnation or feeling shame and things like that, because that could be dangerous situation.
Right.
But in a space and a place where God's grace is enough to say, yeah, yeah, you did that, but my goodness, look at how God came in and just restored that. Yeah.
Come on.
Restored your mind and restored relationships and restored health and restored, my goodness, just so much peace.
Yes. Yeah.
And in situations. So if that is the focus and your idea is just heed in on God, he's going to give you that clarity and that discernment on when it is that you might need to move. Because once you get yourself together, who knows? You know, you might not even have to deal with a whole lot of other stuff. He's going to kind of put in order and do what he has to do in the background. Yeah. So.
And then it creates hope for the other people that are around.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because it's, I know that we talked about it, and we keep kind of pushing back to where, like, because last week we had dinner or lunch or whatever it was that we had. We had something. Y'all ate.
I ate dinner.
I ate Marsha's bread.
Yeah.
That's right.
I had a haircut and I ate Marsha's bread. That's it. But it's one of those where even looking at you, Marsha, and just some of the stuff that's going on, right, or that has been going on, and then us looking at you and saying, hey, thanks for not hiding from us. Thanks for not hiding anything of what's going on, because what's happening is now the goodness of God is getting to be revealed, right? What the enemy has made for destruction, God is going to turn and create for something beautiful, right? And so when we let go and trust God in those scenarios and say, I'm going to flip where I need to flip, even in my own life, others around me, but in the flipping of our own tables, I see where God can absolutely start restoring and redeeming, because it's like, here's Heather, even with all these books and the things, and now YouTube channel, like Miss Star Hollywood situation going on over here.
Calm down,
man.
All of the things going on, right? But sincerely, it's because you guys have been so transparent with the things. Here's God saying, you have people that are going, there's a redemptive God.
Yes.
I'm not so far gone. There's nothing that my God can't do.
Mm-hmm.
I see that finger. Yes, ma'am.
Well, that sounded bad. It was the pointer finger. Mm-hmm. Not the middle finger. I was just thinking, because when you were saying we were talking about when we went to Linner, whatever it was, and we were talking and you were you know, discussing things that were happening, but I remember at one point, Marsha, we were talking and you began declaring, this is who I am. This is what I am. This is what I will not be. This is what that's flipping a table.
Yes. Yes.
Why do we always assume flipping a table means almost a type of attack?
It's not a negative thing at all.
It was a type of attack, but not on you. You're flipping your own table and saying, I will not agree with what is being served to me right now.
Yeah.
Again, don't do this at a restaurant. But like, I will not agree with this, even though it's what's being placed all around me.
Right.
This is not who I am, and this is not who I am called to be. I'm flipping this. I'm flipping this table and saying, no, I won't accept it.
That's so good.
And not in a temper tantrum type of way, because it was powerful when she was.
It was.
That might have even been on the telephone. I don't know, but I
was on the phone.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because I almost passed out in the backyard. I was like, dear God, I'm going to fall out right here. Like, it was good. It was really good. But it was literally just this line and saying, this is not coming past here.
That's right.
My tables have been pushed, turned. I'm out of my chair now.
Yeah.
And I have my sword. Mm-hmm. I flipped my table. Don't come at me.
Yeah.
Spiritually. Mm-hmm. But we can do that, and we should do that.
That's good.
For myself, the other day I was listening to another podcast. Don't mind me. And then I know Shane. No. And
cheated on us.
No, it was good.
Oh, okay.
But they
as
were
long as it was good.
They were talking about, I can't even remember who it was, but they were talking about how you identify to yourself and how you speak to yourself. Mm-hmm. And this guy was talking and I'm listening and it's good. And I remember he said, he was like, you understand that witchcraft. And I was like, okay, we're going into the area that I have no familiarity with. I'm driving. And he goes, it's simply speaking things over yourself that are not God. Mm-hmm. You do witchcraft of a type on yourself when you say, I am sick. I can't do this. I cannot do that. I'm too broken. I was like, that's good. Oh. Like God was like, right, when you say, I can't go do this, I told you to go do this. I told you to write this. I told you to speak this. And when you say, I'm too afraid, I'm too this, you are speaking over yourself. Mm-hmm. I was driving. I almost went off the road. I was driving, and I had to start praying against the words I had spoken over myself.
Yeah.
Recently. But I was like, but that's flipping a table.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's what other people, things, spiritual things have said to you. And sometimes it's your own voice.
That is so good.
But you don't have to keep it. You can just flip it.
Amen.
I love that. It was good. Not what I said, but I mean, it was good. I was like, I feel good. And then somebody cut me off and I had to pray again. So.
You're so funny.
I know.
You drive
I drive
so freaking slow.
Listen.
You are not allowed to have road rage with you driving like
when
a grandma.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I know I drive slow.
Oh, shit.
And when people drive slower than me, it irritates me. I lost Jesus on the road to church the other day because this person was doing like 20 on View High. And I was like, if they turn into the church, I am going to berate. I'm going to publicly yell at them in the parking lot. Like, I was like, that's where we're at, Jesus. I know you're just holding on to the hood right now, but I am going to yell at them. Thankfully, they did not. They just kept going down the hill. There were eight or nine cars behind them and were honking. That's how bad it was. They were doing like 10, 15. It was bad. And I was like, see, when it's that bad, I know that because I drive the speed limit. Which is slow, but I drive the speed limit. Slow. And so if I drive the speed limit.
Who was driving the car?
Ooh, I don't know. They didn't go to the church. They
was
went down the hill. I couldn't see.
Driver?
I couldn't see because they were, 10 cars ahead of me. I almost put my car in neutral, got out, walked up to see, but I couldn't. But I know, because I was like, you better be like way old. Like, you better be like lost and old and everything, you know? And then I was like, oh, no, I don't want that. That's dangerous. Boy. Like,
gosh. Because like Marsha getting road rage, like that makes sense in my brain. I'm just saying, the woman goes the speed of light.
Right?
It's just like she passed.
She passed by me the other day on the freeway. Didn't even know it. Wednesday night, wham! I was like, I waved. Nothing.
Oh, good. Ain't no telling how many people I don't pass by to go to our church. I'm like, what is wrong with that lady?
She was
nothing personal.
On well, you were going home that night. It was Wednesday night, okay. After all. So you were going home, but it was hilarious because she was just like, boom. And I was like, bye. I'm like, hey, Mar, you know, I'm going to let her go.
And I'm somewhere in between.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That is
I don't have the time to get road rage. I'm gone.
That's why you didn't want to ride with me today.
No. The Lord probably knew. Like, no, let me get this girl her van back.
I offered you the ride, and I was like, she'll kill me. She'll kill me and take over the car.
It'd be a situation. See, I could see this straight up. This is what would go down. You would start driving, and Marsha would be like, Heather,
get out.
Are we going to get there? When today? Are we getting there? Like, now. Like, Dina's going to be like, we need to go. What do we do? Like, you would be...
She's
you
talking
would find
about
yourself some hot tamales and you would be popping.
Regardless of the teeth.
Yes.
She was talking about us flipping tables. It had been us flipping hair, flipping tables in the car. We were headed to take the van over to get it fixed today.
Yes.
And my husband had to trail me in case the van stopped. He hit every light. So I call him while we're driving. Put the pedal to the metal, would ya?
See?
And he starts crying, babe, I'm in a four-cylinder. I'm sorry.
I am not going. He's got a little hamster in his car. You got ponies, and he's got, I got a little hamster.
He's got to speed down like Franklin stuff.
Yeah.
And get it go faster. Yeah. That was just.
All right. Well, we just lost Jesus.
There
it's
you
fine.
Go.
It's fine. We did. Oh, well. He's back. It's fine. It's good. Flipping tables. That's
yeah.
where we are.
Yeah, you are.
We flipped it.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's good. You do drive freaking slow, though.
I drive to arrive.
There you go. That's her motto.
What was that motto? That is from
I
something.
Drive to
I
arrive.
Think it's from like AFN News Network from like the Air Force.
Mm.
Anyways, it's pretty
I'm
ugly.
Looking at Google.
AFN is Armed Forces Network, but it's only international.
Oh.
It's for people that live overseas on military bases.
Gotcha.
We all drive to arrive, Heather.
Some don't, though.
Some of us just get there faster than others. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
I think this was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you better?
Me much.
I'm better. I think we're better.
I'm good.
I haven't killed anybody.
Better. Yeah.
None of us have killed anybody.
We're all doing new things.
Man. We're all doing new things. And when I'll have to go back to the conversation we had right before we hit play or hit record. But we're all learning how to hold our tongues, when to hold our tongues. We're learning new muscles.
Mm.
We're learning how to proclaim the proclamations of God, the genuine ones. Like and hear me when I say that, because it's like not everything that you're doing is for me,
mm-hmm.
right? Like that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Proclaiming the proclamations that God has spoken specifically
mm-hmm.
over each one of our lives, like learning those situations
yes.
and those things, and then growing the muscles in the meantime and saying, okay, Father, what do you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to point fingers of what everybody else should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to say, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
And I think that that's kind of our takeaway for mm-hmm. this yeah. episode. Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
All right, guys. We will see you next time in The Real.